What it do, what it do? It's your boy Ro on Cloud 10 Radio. And today I got Newski, 4DZ Newski.
4DZ Newski, man. I'm right here, man, live. Man.
Shout out. He just had a show down here at Crumbs in Lexington. Talk to me about the show. How you think it went?
All right, so, the host was Mo Gotti. Shout out to my nigga Mo, man, for putting on this shit. And it was all right for me, smooth for me. Y'all should definitely come out next time, though. Definitely, it was all right.
Definitely, I mean, it's definitely something. I feel like it's a way to get everybody together.
Everybody
you
together,
feel me?
Yeah, definitely.
And it's a Wednesday night.
Brothers, yeah.
Okay, so he just got a little update. He's about to perform again. You know,
definitely.
What's the song coming up?
I'm going back up. I'm doing Brothers. It's on my YouTube channel. Feel me? A little nice video. Y'all should check it out. Definitely.
Okay. So performing. Which one? What's your favorite song to perform?
My favorite song to perform. I just like performing, to be honest with you.
So you ain't got a favorite song?
I don't got no favorite, but I fuck with all my songs, for real. It depends on the vibe of the crowd. Like some shit like this, you feel me? You see how they on their chill shit?
Yeah,
and I'm on some hype shit type shit.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah,
it's different.
Energy. So it depends on the crowd. Like, some shit here, I can fuck around and do some smooth shit, and it'll go right.
Do you got some smooth shit, or are you trying to make some more? You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I'm one of the most versatile niggas at rapping. So I can switch it up. I can be, you feel me, smooth. I come with the hard shit, this trap shit. It's whatever, bro.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
So, in the future, where do you see yourself? I'm not gonna give a time period,
but
in the future, where do you see yourself?
Where do I see myself?
Dreams, bro. And I want you to speak into existence.
Listen, look, let me speak my facts. In the future, I see myself being rich. And I'm not even talking from rap, you feel me? Regardless, a nigga told me, since I got a unibrow, I'm gonna be rich. I had a unibrow one day. A nigga told me I'm gonna be rich because I got a unibrow. I didn't know that was like, for me, like a, you know what I'm saying?
That ain't nothing about no unibrow being rich.
It's an OG nigga though. It's like, he's straight OG.
I don't know about no unibrow. I mean, you
Anthony Davis unibrow
can
nigga is rich.
I mean, I think it's something about being unique in the first place.
Unique, and then the unibrow. You feel me? It's unique. You feel me? So, nigga told me I'm gonna be rich.
But why'd you shave it off though?
Man, look,
nigga,
it's gonna go back.
Nah, bro. That's the key, bro. You wanna blow up, get your unibrow back.
I'm gonna get the unibrow back, but I'm saying.
That's when it's gonna happen. Mark my words, Cloud 10 Radio.
I'm gonna get this money. That's all I'm saying.
But, so you see yourself getting rich, not just from rap.
Yeah.
Beyond rap, how you see yourself living? When you're rich, how do you wanna live? You know, how do you want your days to look like? You know what I'm saying?
All right, so.
Speak it.
So look. My lifestyle, I ain't got no problem with my lifestyle right now, you feel me?
Yeah.
Now, what I want to do, I'm just trying to get a lot of money in because, like, shit ain't free out here, you feel me?
Of course.
Like, shit's not free, so you need to invest your money so it can invest in itself and then grow by itself, you feel me? Like, you don't even want to be working for that shit.
Yeah,
like,
that's why I have my own brand, so I can just invest in my
you
shit.
Feel me? So I'm trying, like, I want to be, like, a brand. I want to establish myself as a brand. And
you
then
are a brand.
I'm already
a brand. 4DZ Newski is a brand.
It's a brand, yeah, that's what I'm saying, but I want to, like, get a more shit rolling, like merch, all type of shit.
Everything,
literally.
Bro. And you can take it in so many directions,
that's
bro. Like
what I'm
everybody
saying.
That
this is crazy.
Everybody that's a fan of yours, bro. All you have to do is ask them what their talents or passions are,
yeah.
And be like, okay, nigga, you 4DZ,
yeah,
you 4DZ, whatever you are,
yeah. You feel me?
You feel me? Yeah. Like, and that's how you start getting everybody beyond just fans and rich. You got people who can't wait to hear from you because they like, bro, you inspire me on
feel
some.
Me, niggas is going crazy.
On some community, like you're building this 4DZ.
You
know what I'm saying? It's your brand. That's you feel me? What you're doing?
Definitely. I just with it.
Well, that's. I mean, look, we just sitting here by the fire. Oh,
that shit burning like a motherfucker.
Yeah, you gonna have to. That shit was dangerous. I'm gonna send you a picture of this fire that he was just putting his hands over. I don't know why he just had his hands like that.
It's cold.
Newski, we're gonna have you on here again, of course. But what do you want to say to the people right now? What do you want to say also about people who may hear your music and think a certain way or have a certain perception? What do you want to say to those people right now?
All
right,
so listen, I'm a real chill dude. I make music based off the shit that a nigga go through. You feel me? I'm seeing the shit. It's not like a nigga just rapping, just making music. Like, I'll actually, like, be rapping real shit. Like, I got a song called No Suicide.
Yeah.
I made it for people who literally think about suicide, you feel me? Because that's not the road to go down. Like, I'm very versatile. I come out with different types of shit. Like, if one song ain't for you, I'm trying to tell you, another song will be for you, literally. just
so
like that.
You're really trying to show that
I'm
you're
really trying to show that like I really do this rap shit.
And that's one thing that I feel like people have a problem with. They try to always put people into one category.
I don't want to be considered like, you feel me, like you think of Chief Keef, you think, what you think of off automatically?
Trap.
You feel me? Like, I don't want to be like one of them niggas. I want to be one of them niggas like Drake. You feel me? Like, you thinking like,
you can't even put him in a category.
You can't put Drake in no category, bro. You feel me? He can do whatever fuck he feel like doing. And that's how I feel like I am.
It's about to happen. So what I'm about to do is I'm about to put 4DZ Newski on my soundtrack to my audiobook.
Yeah.
This audiobook will, I'm telling you now, it will be the best novel of our generation, and it'll go through generations. So this music, this art, this energy is going to be spread from so long. So this 4DZ, this is just the beginning of something great happening.
Something great, yeah. Stay tuned, man. Follow me on Instagram, 4DZ Newski. Hit me on Facebook, Newski, man. Stay in tune. And that's my song right there.
Yep, here we go. We gone. Perfect. Nice performance. See, it's Cloud 10 Radio. He's here. And look, now I'm signing off. We gone. What it do? What it do? It's your boy Ro on Cloud 10 Radio. And today, I got your boy Chucky. What exactly do you go by?
4700 Chucky.
4700 Chucky.
Most definitely, bro.
Can't get that confused, of course.
Can't.
Here to shout out 4DZ Newski, who we just had an interview with. But we just had a, you know, you had a show tonight, Wednesday night in Lexington. How you feel like that went?
Man, I feel like it went great. I mean, I feel like most of my crowd really didn't show out too well, but I feel like I did pretty good for the crowd that was here. So I'm definitely satisfied.
Of course, of course. Do you have any, so recent music, what's the most recent shit you put out and how you feel about it?
Me and my cousin shit, actually, Swizzle. That's my
Swizzle,
latest shit.
Yeah,
that's my latest shit.
Swizzle.
Yeah, shout out Cuzzo, man. But yeah,
that's all Cloud 10.
That shit right there.
4700.
That shit hot. That shit going somewhere. We got a video soon.
Really though.
That
so
shit gonna be on Apple Music and all that too. So
I'm telling you, follow Chucky. What's it? 4700
Chucky. Yeah.
Isn't it? Is the C like a
C H U X K Y? Is how you spell C-H-U-X-K-Y. Chucky too.
And I'm telling you, it's art. You know what I'm saying? I really, my whole goal at Cloud 10 Radio is to show you that so many of these artists that you may have a stigma about, they are just like we're all literally the same and just trying to create. You know what I'm saying?
Just
because you create one style of art doesn't mean that's the only type of artist you are.
Exactly. That's why I call myself an artist. I got too many different lanes to be calling myself a rapper.
So where do you see your art going in the future?
I'm going to be famous.
Yeah.
One day. But if fame don't come, I know the money gonna come behind my lyrics, so it don't matter to me.
So you wanna stick to this music shit until
Yeah, it's to the death of me. I've been making music ever since I was little, man. Like 5, 6, making beats with pencils. I've been doing this shit from the beginning.
I feel that. So do you feel like, do you have any moves coming that you can speak about?
I can't really speak on it too much. Just know.
We ain't trying.
Just know I ain't really gonna be around too much in my home city, but I'm gonna definitely be back.
Hey, sometimes it takes that. I've realized in my podcast, a lot of my listeners come from random places, and the people closest to you sometimes don't even support you.
They don't even really share it and none of that, bruh.
They say that they support you on some, text you something, but they not really going to repost.
They just want to be around you for, like, to be around females or some random shit like that, bruh. It'd be some crazy shit, man.
So, you know, once we get to the idea of everybody sharing everybody's music, not because they want to get promoted, but because they listen to it.
Because they know it's art down here.
It's art. So once, I feel like once everybody gets out of this old mindset of like, me, I'm the best, this and that, and say, look, actually, all these niggas is great. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody.
That's why me and Kyle, like, we kind of did the opposite of what everybody else does. Like, shout out my bro Kyle Verdi on Instagram. We do the opposite of what everybody else does, bro. We literally made ourselves a duo because nobody else is a duo.
Yeah,
everybody else wants to claim themselves, you feel me? So we just made it as a me and Kyle thing. But once the money start rolling in, we know we're going to have to split ways.
It's still duo shit.
Just like we got different lanes of music. So we know and eventually it's going to go different
see
ways.
That. I was challenging your shit, but now I see exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Because it's like y'all know that y'all are going to be so big, but the time together, y'all going to grow.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's
and I don't know. Kyle, before all of this, bro. He's turning up at my crib and shit when I was little, so shit, it's there. You know I'm ready, man.
Chucky.
Yeah.
You know we rowdy.
rowdy.
Yeah.
And you know we bout it.
Bout it.
Bout it. And you know we shut it down in the town. You know we go silly and you know we got them titties in our face. Hey, nigga, yo, we gon' braise. Yo, oh, man, you man. Don't give a fuck where we stay.
704-700, man. You know how we do. Shout out Cloud 10. Shout out Cloud 10, man.
Yo, you don't say no fucking names.
Because
you know Chucky got me with that fucking cane.
Hold on,
man.
My nigga don't like stuff.
Running with his bae.
My niggas know what
we
going on.
But I can't name her because she got to me, babe.
My niggas know what be going on, man. I'm telling you.
It's straight. It's straight. That's great. That's great.
Shout out Cloud 10. Yeah.
What just happened just now? Just so you can shout out to
me, man. That's one of my like big bros, man. He always going to support. He had every goddamn thing. He in my video. Too, man. Y'all go peek, bro.
So that was just love right there.
Yeah,
that was
nothing but love.
Yeah, that was just some love.
Nothing but love. He gonna keep going because he know when I freestyle, bro, I don't stop.
Yeah, so I'm keeping it. But good shit. Appreciate it, Chucky.
Always, man. Shout out we will. 10.
Yeah, we're gonna talk again, bro. This is the beginning of something great, bro.
Something,
and I appreciate
something big, man.
Yeah,
and I'm glad you see that vision, dude. Real shit.
It's our vision, bro.
That
is real
ass.
Shit.
Thanks,
bro.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'll see you, bro. Yeah.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.